Hello, Wrestling Figs. This is Joey.
Tom here also.
This is the inaugural edition of the Wrestling Figs podcast that will be broadcasting approximately every other week or so. We have lots of plans for you, discussing new products, images, special events like Toy Fair, which is what we're going to be covering this episode. Hopefully some special guests down the line, and definitely want to answer your questions or suggestions.
We all love wrestling toys, so here we go.
Especially you.
Especially me.
Especially you.
Since I get to keep all the ones that you see in the videos.
That's true, he does. I've seen his collection.
It's gigantic.
We got a lot to talk about today. Lots of Toy Fair covers that we've had going up throughout the week, which you can see all our HD videos on youtube.com/wrestlingfigscom. We've also launched a Facebook page and a Twitter, so check us out on there. There should be links on Wrestling Figs. Friend us, follow us, all that good stuff.
There's both a Ringside Twitter and a Wrestling Figs Twitter, and that's Twitter, you know, Ringside C, and then Twitter/Wrestling Figs. So, for those of you that tweet, I don't, unfortunately. But
that's a lie.
Well, I don't tweet personally. Anyway, continuing.
So on Friday, we headed out to Manhattan, the Javits Center, to check out the much-publicized Triple H press conference, which, you know, he was scheduled to be there for 15 minutes, ended up staying a lot longer. Tom here had a nice little interview with him, nice little chat.
It was a great chat.
It was a great chat. I'm very impressed that you didn't lose your cool.
He has the cleanest pores I've ever seen in my entire life. Just so everyone knows.
So, remember, if you ever meet Triple H, ask him if he moisturizes, what his methods are. Because Tom, you know, unfortunately didn't have the time to find out.
I wouldn't ask him that, personally.
You should have asked him. You could really clean up your face there a little bit.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So, in addition to Triple H, on Friday they also had the Legends 1 reveal, in addition to an entrance grade's Million Dollar Man, which Legends 1, I think, looks great. The Road Warriors are badass.
Road Warriors look really good. I was a little iffy on the Stone Cold. He looks a little like a bone cruncher to me, but
I don't know. I thought, you know,
I'm not really a fan of that yet. Looked, I suppose. Maybe it's just the prototype, but
on the main show on the show floor, they had that like the mock-up of the in package Stone Cold with the, he had a T-shirt on with the vest over it. It looked pretty good in package. I mean, I thought it looked good personally, but you're the expert, so
thank you.
Dusty looked great. His face, his head scan is ridiculous and awesome. He's just, you know, goofy. And if you see in the one of the interview videos, he has the birthmark on his belly. If you are so brave to lift up his shirt, it is there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's out there.
Right there.
That's quite a detail.
So there is a lot of attention to detail on these. The Slaughter, I don't care for. I just don't care for that attire, really.
That's earlier than I think what most mainstream people are used to.
Right.
I think,
you know, like,
problem.
It's cool to have a figure of it. I wouldn't personally want that in my collection, but it looks good. The Million Dollar Man is really nice because it's all fabric, as opposed to the previous entrance grates, which
and that was right. That was an entrance grate in this case. That he's not part of the Legends line.
Right.
Mattel shouldn't expect those kind of accessories from the Legends line. That's going to be like the entrance grates specifically.
Right. And Mattel confirmed that there will be Legends in the entrance grates line. But I love the fabric clothing because the main complaint that people have had with Mattel is the coats and such being difficult to take off. And the entrance grates, while they look awesome, like the Triple H, I think looks great, but, you know, some of the accessories there are just annoying to be plastic.
And, yeah. How about Ricky Steamboat? So we had a little leak on Friday from some website or
something. One of you deviants.
Yeah. Somebody snuck a picture of it and got it out, and it was, you know, 6 pages of threads on the boards before we even knew that it was there, so.
So that was intended to be Mattel's big surprise for Sunday, which was the collector night at the Toy Fair. So they had it improvised, and instead they debuted 5 of the 6 figures for Legends Series 2, which I think, you know, as much as everyone's wanted the Steamboat figure, having a whole new series to debut is, to me, a lot cooler. So I was pretty pumped about that.
Before that, though, is this Steamboat, the Steamboat figure that everybody has been waiting for forever. I know it's obviously not a Jax figure or in a Ruthless style, but is this the Steamboat that people have wanted to see for so long?
I think it's going to be impossible to ever satisfy everyone with, you know, especially with, like, if there were ever to be a Macho Man or an Own Heart, whoever, like, whatever style they do it in, not everyone's going to be happy. You should just be happy just to have something, but it's just, you know, that's just the way the collecting.
Well, I can understand that because I wouldn't be personally. It's never mattered to me to own a Ricky Steamboat, but at this point, I would, of course, want to own a Ruthless one after 28 series of classic lines, you know, even though I don't collect those either, so it's kind of pointless, but I would want to own a Ricky Steamboat like the other figures that I have for consistency. However...
So you're saying in terms of either Jax or Mattel, not the specific attire?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's, like I was going to say, however, this one has, you know, awesome attire so far. I never even would have thought that he'd come with a, you know,
Komodo Dragon. That's pretty cool.
It really looks great. Really, and for anybody that is like a Steamboat fan, I can't see any other reason why this wouldn't be like their ideal figure at this point.
And also, you know, they clearly have the license to make him, so I'm sure there'll be anyone that's not happy with whatever attire he comes in. I'm sure there'll be more down the line that, you know, with if it's the, you know, the dragon outfit or whatever. So that could be a great entrance great figure, you know.
WrestleMania 25. with old man gray hair and head scan.
I'd be down with that. I'd snatch that up in a second.
Absolutely. So anyway, moving on to Legends 2, you know, there was all those guys that nobody really, we'd all kind of contemplated what Series 1 might be. Nobody really had any thought of Legends 2 showing up that weekend, so we got kind of some surprises there. So who came out in that?
There was Terry Funk, Rick Rude, Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Jake the Snake Roberts, and the Iron Sheik. There is one additional figure that will be named later. I think they mention it'll be announced at Comic-Con this year. We can assume...
Who do you think?
I honestly have no idea.
If you had to take one guess, who would your guess be?
I know what your guess is, but I highly doubt that you're correct.
I think my guess is correct.
Okay.
I want to hear yours first.
I honestly have no idea.
Well, my guess is Owen Hart at this point. Meanwhile, everybody keep in mind, we have no idea. This is just speculation. We know just the same amount of things as you do. I think that with Bret Hart being around now, you know, there's got to be some kind of burying of the hatchet with the Hart family in WWE, somewhat. I'm not saying all hard feelings are gone, but I don't see any reason why, with the timing and with Bret being around and with the fact that, you know, Owen's unfortunate accident was 10 years ago, it's just... doesn't seem like any more of a... And not only that, Ricky Steamboat, who would have thought that? You know, another person that for ages has just been thrown away in terms of a possibility of a figure. Here's Owen Hart. We haven't seen a figure of his since the old goofy-looking days, and it just makes sense to me, personally, for it to be Owen Hart.
And I think you are wrong.
Okay.
I don't have a counterpoint for you. You make good points, but I just don't foresee it happening. But come Comic-Con in July, we will hopefully find out. I thought these look, obviously they're very, you know, early prototypes, but I thought they all look great. A lot of the attire is not quite what you expect.
A lot of it's classically themed, I think. And
yeah.
They're really reaching for figures that haven't been made
previously
by Jax, I would think.
Right, so the characters you've seen before, but not necessarily in these attires, which I think is a good strategy to, you know, entice all of you that damned Mattel initially, you know. I've seen a lot of you jumping on board slowly. I think this is definitely... a step towards that.
It definitely is. This is what's going to make a lot of people happy.
And now, they didn't have it on display, but in the interviews they confirmed a real scale ring, as well as a real scale arena.
Real scale arena?
Which, according to Enrique, Tim had asked the question, someone on the boards asked the question actually, and Tim relayed it to Enrique, but cameramen or...
will include cameramen,
announcers' tables and stuff like that. The things around the ring, floor mats and all that, he asked them if there was any plans for a real scale version of that. Rike confirmed and said yes in the fall.
Wow, so, that's intense. So, like, a real scale arena would mean the barricades and stuff.
There's no further details other than just that one question, which is, you know, basically a 10-second clip.
Right.
So, I mean, really, we don't have any more information about that. So that's more speculation. But basically, he did confirm it. So that's exciting for those of you that, like, you know, have your complete setup with a ring and no mention of an entryway, necessarily.
Well,
but
yeah, exactly. Then again, we did see the Money in the Bank Flex Force entryway, which looks like
nothing you know, I've ever seen before.
Chinese theater.
In a bad way.
You know, it's cool that they're putting effort into that, but it's very odd. I guess if I'm 8 years old, I don't really care what it looks
like.
Well,
that's the thing. I think a lot of collectors are up in arms about Flex Force somewhat, which, you know, you're not their collectors, honestly, for that line are not their
target.
So right. I think, yeah, they're silly and kind of dumb, really. But it's just, you know, if kids enjoy it. I played with stupid toys when I was a kid.
Yeah, but that's all we had, though. That's the issue. That's what I think about it. If you're to choose between, like, an Elite figure and a Flex Force figure, are you going to go with the Flex Force just because it, you know, gives the 619? I don't know.
That depends on the kid, too. So,
but yeah, anyway, moving on from that. Anything else at the Javits Center on display that maybe doesn't have to do with Mattel or Jax? I know I was the only one that thought it was cool so far around here, but AAA, Mexico.
Hidden display case in the center of the show floor, there was two AAA figures from Playmates.
One of them is La Parca, and one of them is Dr. Wagner Jr., I've been told. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly.
If you're not, I'm sure you'll find out.
I'll hear about it.
They looked pretty sweet, though. I mean, I haven't enjoyed as much AAA as you have, but they look badass. So
They look very similar to Ruthless figures, which is interesting to see another company kind of following someone else's lead.
Yeah, so, and
to me,
attire is just, it's crazy detailed and very elaborate. But there's only two of them on display.
That's true.
You know.
Hopefully we'll see more of those soon or eventually. Okay, moving on to Saturday from the same weekend, Jax showcased their TNA line and gave details on the upcoming Legends of the Ring line.
Big news there, which was revealed in the interview with Andy that you probably, hopefully, watched already. But the Legends of the Ring line will be in Ruthless style. So all you RI fans, celebrate and, you know,
they see the reaction's happy so far.
Yeah.
There's, you know,
I know that's a very heated debate amongst wrestling figure collectors, is RI versus DI.
Where do you stand on that?
I know
you're a Deluxe Aggression fan.
I do love Deluxe Aggression. But as far as, like, classics and now the Legends of the Ring go, I like Deluxe. Like, if I'm going to, you know, be setting up moves and stuff like that, because honestly, Ruthless figures, I can't pose in positions, you know, like, I want to do a Walls of Jericho or anything relatively simple, it's impossible to do that with an RI figure. But for just posing on my desk or, you know, somewhere around the house, I think the Ruthless style is great. And so for Legends,
Ruthless,
I mean,
is
I don't,
the way to go.
I personally, I don't open them anyway, so.
That's true. You raise a good point.
What does my opinion really matter?
For me, it's kind of a phony scale thing. When I've been collecting figures from here, from back then till now, I basically get the smaller guys in the Ruthless, and then somebody like Kane or Kevin Nash in Deluxe style, so they almost look like they have a height difference when they're standing near each other in my collection. So, that being the case, doesn't really make a difference to me what style Legends of the Ring is, because I'm not going to get too many NWA guys. Even though everybody else seems to be excited about them, I'm sure that opens up all sorts of guys.
See, and here's my issue with your own heart suggestion, is that don't you think there could be a figure made in this Legends line of Own Heart rather than having to be associated with WWE?
You raise a good point.
Like, I highly doubt that both companies would, you know,
make an Own Heart figure.
Correct.
So it has to be one or the other, but you think it's more likely that
I think it's
Jax
more likely
to
be less affiliated with WWE than it is.
But on that same point, you think it's more likely to be affiliated with TNA, you're saying?
Not necessarily.
One way or another, this is an affiliation with TNA.
As far as that family is concerned, I feel like. Or that situation.
That situation. It's better to not be associated with WWE, right. You're saying.
Correct.
Understood. So, even so...
That's my problem with that heart suggestion.
Okay.
Not that I'm, you know, an authority on those matters, but...
Fair enough.
I have the platform to announce my opinion, so I'm doing so.
Well, announce your opinion on the Hogan ring.
How did I don't want to do that.
Come on, let's see. You know what? It almost looks like candy to me. The red and yellow, it almost looks like...
It would be cool if Hogan had actually worn red and yellow at any point during these past 2 months. Then maybe I could, you know...
But he's confirmed for the upcoming...
I don't want to talk
possibly.
About that either.
What? Okay.
So... Yeah,
That's actually a spoiler alert, so... What, he's not confirmed for anything. Anyway, the bottom line with TNA, we didn't really see anything new.
Yeah, they had some of the figures that were missing from the Fall Toy Fair. Like AJ and the Dudley... Excuse me, Team 3D were there.
Also, Kevin Nash replacing the now MIA Booker T.
Yeah.
And so those figures were not around before. Here they are now. No huge reaction to that for everyone.
I mean, they look good, I think. But there was nothing really brand new there.
There was, however, Legends of the Ring packaging. So.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Not that packaging is a big deal to some, maybe not as much to others.
It's a big deal to me. Okay.
Okay. Well, you saw packaging with Photoshop Deluxe Impact figures on the inside. How did you feel? Yeah, you know, so until...
That's my reaction.
It's pretty much most everyone's reaction. It's not... I still am on board for collecting Jack's figures. However, until I see more, I'm not going to be excited or anything.
I do want to... We didn't mention packaging in the Legends series from Mattel, which we did get to see. We saw an MOC Slaughter and Steamboat. It features like a very old-school animated style.
Right, right.
Which I think looks awesome. And you know, similar to what they've done in like the Elite series with a little bio and description of the time around whatever the attire they're wearing in the figure is. So it's, you know,
they're putting a lot of effort into it at this point. Right. So it's very interesting.
They're kind of bulky, but I think the carding is pretty sweet. So I'm happy with it. As far as the Legends packaging goes, I think it's still too early to really form a solid opinion on it. I'd have to see.
My opinion's formed. I'm not sure I like the way it looks, really, so far.
Okay. Not even without a real figure inside?
Right. It's not... I'm not sure. It just seems like an offshoot of packaging that's already been released. Okay, how about the torsos and the body molds and stuff?
I mean, as we've pointed out, it's pointed out in the interviews, it's pointed out in the last interview from the Fall Toy Fair... Samoa Joe looks great. It's obviously...
Is that a new mold?
Yeah, that's like... That's
it
brand,
is a new mold?
Yeah, that's brand
because
new.
There's... A lot of people have been saying it's the same as Umaga's old mold.
They claimed it was new.
They claimed
it was
new.
It looks new to me.
It does... I mean, it looks good. I don't see it
other than that,
looking bad, but...
You know, I see a lot of reused parts, which is fine, because you have all these parts made, but I think...
Maybe fine, but you also have a super jacked Brother Ray, so that's not exactly
that
the most
true.
Fine thing on the planet.
But they're all... Everything that they've put out is super jacked.
Not always. Well, maybe that's part of the problem. What are they going to do when they get around to, like, Amazing Red? He's going to
looking. They have the Colin Delaney
okay.
The mold.
Yeah, you know what? I would accept that one. Yeah, all right.
That was only used once, so...
So how about the knockouts?
Knockouts, we didn't see anything, right? There's nothing
there. No knockouts there.
So, Mattel had talked about their divas being unique body molds, which is a great idea. Jax, I'm not sure we'll be doing that.
Well, I would assume they'd be in a deluxe style, right? They're part
of
the...
I think that's still not confirmed, I don't think.
Well, aren't they part of the... There was a knockout confirmed for the third line.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it was...
So do you think it would be a different... It would...
I don't
be
know.
In that
that's
line
why,
and not be deluxe.
That's why I wish there was something to see because
that's true.
I don't think we know for sure. I could be wrong, but I would like to see it deluxe style just to fit in with everything else. But I do want to. I don't want to see the same, you know, chest for every girl. It's just like
I'm sure you don't.
Ooh,
I'm sure you'd like to see other chests for other girls.
Got me.
Where do your allegiances lie? Do they lie with Mattel or with Jax at this point?
That's tough. There's bits and pieces of both that I really like, but there's bits and pieces that I don't really like. I think Legends looks great.
You mean Mattel Legends? Mattel WWE
Correct.
Legends.
Correct. Mattel
looks great.
WWE Legends action figures look great. But I really am excited to have a TNA line that doesn't blow. Did you like the Toy Biz ones? Because they're not good.
TNA Toy Biz?
Yeah.
The Christian figure is awesome. And they didn't have an issue with accessories right off the bat, so. There's also some cool Jeff Hardys, and there's cool Abyss figures there. I don't have an issue with them. They look...
They don't stand up.
You ever try to stand any of these up?
Well, but no, seriously, I am a fan of both. I think they're both going to be great. I think, a lot of the questions that you guys had for the respective interviewees, it's a lot of down-the-line stuff. Like, they're both... WWE just launched, TNA is about to launch. I think as far as the launch goes, there really is a lot of product coming out, and I think it's going to be great. And I think down the line, everything will eventually come out that you want to see.
I see maybe only the first couple of Mattel figures that I've been interested in purchasing myself so far.
Which ones?
I love the Elite 3 Christian, even though his suit is so baggy, seeing it in person, it looks really cool. I like that the clothing and things like that and the attire is coming out cloth here on. Also, I think there was a basic one I thought was kind of cool. Obviously, now that I've forgotten, it's not that cool anymore. But I honestly, I'm a little bit behind Jax right at this point. After a launch, even though it's a huge launch, that it's taken a really long time for me to be interested in getting a Mattel figure personally. I can see the appeal to different people, and I can see the appeal to little kids. As far as me as a grown-up...
Well, I think Jax is, not really is more collector-focused.
Collector-focused. But that's not true, because Deluxe Aggression Articulation is made... You know, kids love that at this point. We hear that every day.
Yeah, but, I mean, then there's the Legends, which... They chose to go Ruthless when initially they had said everything was going to be DI.
Right, but that's more of a collector-oriented series in the first place.
Right. All right, well, this has been the first ever Wrestling Figs podcast with Joey and Tom. My lovely YouTube celebrity.
Oh, thanks. That's not at all.
So, like I said, we're going to be probably about bi-weekly. We want to hear your comments, questions, suggestions, all that good stuff. So you can find us on the boards and let us know what you think. And if you hate the music that I put behind this, I'm sorry.
But I like it. I think
it's
awesome.
Great. I think you said it sounded like Super Nintendo.
You are a product of a Super Nintendo childhood.
I truly am. All right. Well, until next time.
Take care.